I spoke to someone else the other day, is in college and whatever, and he says, I'm steiging, I'm doing this, and I'm exercising, and I'm doing all the stuff I like, and I'm learning, and I'm doing all these amazing things. But it's very difficult because you do loads of different things, and it's still, you get kind of bogged down in a bit, that you lose vitality. You're doing everything and you're because you're a good guy, you're bashing through it, you know? But he said to me, I'm like, there's something missing. You know, I'm doing everything I'm meant to do. I'm even doing, because I always tell people you have to do what you love doing, like play music and go to the gym and do all of that. He said, I'm really doing everything I'm meant to do, I'm just missing something. So I'm going to tell you what most people are missing. And most people are missing the bigger picture. We get very, very caught up in all the details of what I have to do, but lose a higher perspective of why I'm doing all these things in the first place. So getting everything done, I'm missing the forest for the trees. It's like building a building and you're putting a brick there and a brick there and another brick like there. It's like there's no, it's not all together. So what we need is this unified and focused goal. If you want to live with vitality, I believe the session is called, you gotta have this goal. What am I actually, what's the whole higher purpose of everything I'm doing? So we've got many purposes, like I've got to do well in school so I can get a good job and have a career and support my family. And I've got to go to the gym so I can release energy and be fit and healthy. And I've got to play the music because it gives me self-expression and it's downtime, and I got to play. It's true, but we've got to remember that those are just bricks. And if the bricks aren't actually connected to each other in some sort of structure, you're not building yourself as a person, really, even though you're doing all the right things, as you're doing them as separate things. So we've got the unified goal that we always have to bear in mind. And most people can give the answer that they know I want to hear. Which is the ultimate goal is to be a tzaddik, which means to come close to Hashem and perfect yourself. So that's what you're doing. So is that goal consciously in your mind a lot? Like even my, people say, my God, I've got to do well in this exam and I've got to get this essay done and I've got to do this and I'm ticking off all the boxes. I'm doing cheshbon and nefesh. But it's like, okay, I get that. But how much are you then zooming out? That's sitting in a place of higher perspective. So that in Kabbalah it's called Merchin de Katniss and Merchin de Gadlis, which means constricted consciousness. These are all the things I have to get done. Merchin de Gadlis is higher perspective. Well, why am I doing all of these things? And how do they all fit together? So my Rebbe, the Be'er Bava, he often speaks about it. What happens is with our mitzvahs, you get up in the morning and it's like, I'll put on tefillin because it's time to put on tefillin and daven shacharis. Fine, then I've got to go to school. So, I'm not going to be able to do my spiritual work and I won't be able to do my creative work. But I'm at school now, and then it comes, I'm going to eat something. So I'll say a bracha. And then mincha come. So they're all the, like, there's no building. You're not building a structure. You're just doing these. When a mitzvah comes along, I'm doing it. So what we have to understand is that spirituality isn't meant to be a part of your life. Even a very big part of your life. It's not like I've got my work, my schoolwork, and I've got my music, and I've got my gym, and spirituality. I daven, and I learn Torah, I do mitzvahs, meditate even, and that's a part. It's got to be that your whole life is spiritual. You're living a spiritual reality. That is everything I'm doing. You've got to know Hashem in everything you do. So when you are in school, you're representing Hashem. You could be a big Kiddush Hashem. You could treat people well. You could do everything. You could, as a businessman, as a doctor. Hello, Michelle Spielfogel. So we've got to remember that. What's your major and what's your minor? What's your major and what's your minor? There's material world, Olam Hazeh, which is very important. We have to do it. But then there's spiritual life. So which one are you living for? Which one are you thinking about? Which one are you investing in? And we've got to try and do both at the same time. You've got to be investing in everything we do, going to the bathroom, playing music. Is your music really, are you saying I'm using my music not just as a way to chill out and express myself, but to meditate and connect Hashem and open up my heart, open up my soul, do all of these things. So you got to have that goal in mind. And I know you learned a bit of Bill Vavi, but he says really at least once an hour, you should be reconnected to that and be like, oh yeah, hold on. Just shift out of your day-to-day kind of treadmill. I'm running, I've been doing everything, even the right things, and I'm ticking the boxes. Shift out of that and zoom out and say, okay, how am I going to actually hit my purpose, hit my real life, spiritual? So I feel that the main avoda is meditation. Are you doing some meditation?
Been trying to.
Okay. What does trying to look like? A daily thing?
Like, no, not daily. It's more of a weekly thing when I manage to get to you know, remember to do it. Because it's not a time constraint thing. It's not like I don't have 8 minutes here. I can't squeeze that in. I do. I just like there's always like something else to get done. So it's hard to be like, oh, meditation. Right now.
So I believe that this is the key to everything else. I feel it's the number one most important avoda you could ever do. Why? Because it's zooming you out of catness, out of smallness, out of getting things done and ticking and busyness and distractions, even with good things. It's coming, bring you to a place of actual neshama, hopefully, if you're meditating properly, giving. So it's basically tapping you back into your source of vitality. And it's kind of an avoda-less avoda. It's like no avoda. Step away from even doing avoda and just start actually experiencing being, experiencing your soul. And that's immensely, immensely vitalizing, immensely empowering. And then you can come into everything else you do with that consciousness. So really, I think even 3 minutes a day, 3-4 minutes a day, I'll send you a new meditation. So if you could get that time and you say, you don't forget to brush your teeth, I hope. Got lovely teeth. So you don't forget to brush your teeth. And you brush your teeth for 3 minutes, I hope. So just like you don't forget your brush your teeth, you don't forget to eat lunch. I think... And by the way, the best time to do it is when you've got something in your schedule that you're not going to miss anyway, like mincha. Turn up for mincha 3 minutes early.
Right. And
get into that space. Or I'm literally brushing your teeth. You could brush your teeth straight after you brush your teeth. But so to have that avoda is going to be the key. Because when it comes to your work, let's say it comes to you're writing essays or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to hand it in. You don't say, well, I'm just not in the mood.
Right.
You do, and people who go to work, they go to work because they have to go to work. It's not whether I'm in the mood or not. So we got to make our spiritual life. And by the way, spiritual in Judaism really means conscious awareness of your soul. That's what spiritual means. The fact that you do yoga and you read a parsha sheet on Shabbat, and even you're learning Gemara for an hour a day, that's not spiritual. It might be, but it's not spiritual. Even playing music is not necessarily spiritual. And going to these aren't spiritual activities. These are very healthy mental and emotional activities.
Mm-hmm.
Even learning Gemara, even mincha might not be spiritual. You might enjoy it, actually, but it's not necessarily a spiritual activity.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that it's actually... I'm experiencing spirit. I'm experiencing a higher level of consciousness. I'm experiencing connection to my neshama. And we need that to survive, to be alive. As we say, my favorite quote is Aten Hadvekim Hashem Elokeichem Chankuchem Hayom. If you have an actual, real experiential relationship with Hashem, then you're called alive. And if you don't, you're not really called alive. So after a while, even if you're doing good things, it just becomes kind of like treading water. I'm doing these things. I like them. I enjoy them. They're very good for me. But it's like I'm just spilling water.
Mm-hmm.
So the two keys, maybe three, four, five, eight keys. Firstly is getting up like a mensch. I'm sure you do though. I'm not sure who Michelle Spielfogel is, by the way. If you want to turn on your camera, you can. I'm talking to Ben Sion Mayer until I know who Michelle is. But to get up at the same time every day, early-ish, so that gives you, anyone who's living with a purpose, anyone who's living with vitality is getting up every day. They're excited to get up. I actually know what I'm, do you know what you're getting up for? Bigger picture. I know what I'm, every day I know exactly what I'm getting up for, bigger picture. Not just I know all the things that I have on my schedule, which is nice.
How do you tie like, you know, like the end goal of being a tzaddik? Like how does that become, oh, that's why I'm getting up? Because it's really just ultimately saying, because there are things I have to do in order to reach that goal, so therefore I'm getting up.
So it's just
I can't do anything from bed.
Correct. But rather than just focusing on the means, because everything else is a means to the end goal. So obviously you have to focus on the means and do the means, otherwise you won't reach the goal. But you can just be so caught up in the means that you never pick your head up and say, okay, well, what's actually my goal? How am I doing? How about just resting for a second? When you're climbing a mountain, I climbed a lot in the Himalayas, you can just put your head down and charge up the mountain. But at some point, it's very healing to be able to stop and maybe look at the top of the mountain, say, that's where I'm going, and I'm appreciating where I am now. That's why I call it kind of the avoda of no avoda. It's the avoda of stopping avoda and appreciating where you are now and where you're going. So even 5 minutes, 8 minutes. And to keep the goal in mind, you can have a mantra, you could have an affirmation. Everything I'm doing is to take me to my goal. That, just saying that once an hour would actually help you like zoom out. And it will bring all the pieces of everything you're doing together. So it's being goal orientated, but then being very, very present in doing the steps you need to take to get to the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do that when you wake up in the morning. I don't know how consciously you say that, but to actually say, to really say that and feel like, wow, I'm actually speaking to Hashem. There is an ani. And I am in front of you, and try and feel that for a moment. Try and feel Madani. If you can start the day with trying to feel Madani, and then fine, you've got your Negavasa next to your bed, of course, and you're doing that. And then you can say, okay, today, not today, I'm going to go to this class and do this. Today, I'm going to work on being a tzaddik. Something like that. And you can start davening it for it in Shacharis. Hashem, please help me. I want to become a tzaddik. I want to come close to you. I want to do the right things. And just keep stepping back, stepping. We've got to go in and out of katness and gadless. Doing what I have to do, picking my head up and saying, okay, where am I? Where am I going? Okay, then I'm going to get back into very present in what I'm doing. And then I'm going to pick my head up again.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah.
Very, very important. And most people just, life is like treading water, even if you're doing good treading water. It's just like, and I find even very healthy people, I find often it's like a competition. It's like there's so extra, super five yoga classes a week, gluten free, sugar free, and it's just not a healthy way to live. You have to be stepping away at some point from the avoda, stepping away and going to that place where everything's okay. By the way, everything's all right already. Going to that place of, I'm already there, I'm already a tzaddik. I've done it. Yom Shikulo Shabbos. It's like when we go into Shabbos, we say you should feel that all your work is done. So that's not just a cute idea, like don't think about work on Shabbos, but my work's not done and I've got to carry on my essay on Matzah Shabbos. It's no, actually, there's nothing to do now. Shabbos Menucha. That's why Shabbos Menucha means, it doesn't just mean rest. Menucha means total contentment, a feeling of there's nothing more to do. I'm completely at peace. I don't want anything. I'm not trying to achieve anything. I've arrived. That's what Menucha is. Menucha is a sense of I've arrived. That's it. Now, as soon as Shabbos finishes, then you can be like, okay, I've got to keep going. But that's called 6 days you shall work. On the seventh day, it is Shabbos. When you're in Shabbos, you've arrived. There's nothing to think about, nothing to do. But
yeah, this is very true. It's like this previous Shabbos, I really felt that. I went to a host that I just got set up with because there was a Rav named Rav Aryeh Leibowitz speaking in the area. So I wanted to go hear him speak. And Shabbos was just like lovely. It was just beautiful. I loved it. It was a great time. It was a geschmack place to be in. The town is very nice. And like after Shabbos, I just like, I wasn't thinking about anything else that wasn't Shabbos the entire 25 hours. And just like after Shabbos, I was like, I so don't want this to end. I was like, that was the first time I've felt that in a couple of weeks now. And it was a nice reframe of like, this is the goal. Like, that is the important thing, you know. It's really the living in the moment of it.
I understand. And that's the avoda of bring Shabbos into your week then, which is you have to make Shabbos in your day, which is called meditation. That is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need, don't run for 6 days and collapse. That's not healthy.
Right.
Have Shabbos every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that means meditating for 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes a day. And then you start yearning for different things. And like, you, what are you looking forward to? Marriage or dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And not marriage just because it gives me a break, but it's like, no, I really have a spiritual yearning for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opinion, I think we discussed it before, in the Be'er Halacha. It's not the halacha there, unfortunately. If you daven mincha because it's time to daven mincha and you didn't daven mincha yet.
You're not yotze, you didn't daven.
How are you
guys? Chapping a mincha is not chapping a mincha. It makes it hard though. It really does make it hard though. It really does make it hard though in the just like in the world where just like time based, like to get to a minyan, it's like mincha marav is the most sensible thing. So it does make it hard to like feel like I'm not just chopping it. So making like an actual like a voda of like being there and going there, and it's not just like I'm running in so that I can run out and you know continue.
The Be'er Halacha says if you did it and you, what is, how are you makayim the mitzvah of mincha according to that Be'er Halacha? Remember? He says
you
need to speak to Hashem. I need to speak now. If you don't feel that you need to speak to Hashem, you were not makayim mincha. We don't hold this leg. It's not just that you're not chapping it, you've got to feel like you need it. That's geshmak.
Well,
by the way, that's your avoda. This means that mincha becomes the biggest, the most important part of your day. It's not just a duty that I have to perform. And even though I enjoy doing it, but it's much more than that. It's my lifeline. Mincha is my life. The problem there in America and in England as well, with mincha mariv, if they don't have any break in between, you just said hakela kadosh, and they're already starting mariv.
Right.
I remember I was there, like mincha, and I was literally halfway through Shmoneh Hashem, and they started mariv. I was like, I can't.
Right.